Welcome back to another edition of Splitting Hairs with Max, Nikki, and Nikon. As usual, I'm Max.
I'm Nikki.
And I don't really remember how this goes. I'm Nikon.
and together we're Max, Nikki, and Nikon.
Wow, you just threw another curveball at us.
Really threw you guys off there.
Yeah, you really threw us off. I was like, Nikon's got to know. How would he easily forget to say, and I'm Nikon? I mean, come on.
I will say it has been
silly over here.
It's been probably a month and a half since we recorded because we've had a lot of traveling going on, weddings and such. And such, yeah. But we did release an episode, 2 weeks ago? Anyway, but it's good to be back, guys. How's everybody doing?
Are you asking us?
I am asking.
Who's he going to be?
You can't ask the audience. Yeah,
we've got a newlywed Nikon Hamachi here.
That's right. Check it out. I'm married.
Nikon Hamachi Anderson, perhaps?
Perhaps. Who knows? It's 2023. But no, that's not going to happen. We're keeping our respective last names because who needs to deal with all that paperwork? That's just
or are you going to go by Are you both going to go by Marika now?
It's just sure, yeah.
What if you took the first name? What if you took the first name?
I like that.
You both take
the first name, but you keep your last name.
Right. Exactly. That's funny.
That's something. It's a thing.
It's a thing.
I don't know. Yeah, would you do that?
No, I wouldn't. I was just merely joking around.
Okay. Nice.
Another congratulations are in order here. Nikon shaved his facial hair.
Yeah, which I do. I do that. Congratulations to you two for not.
I know. I was going to mention it.
That's not on purpose, though.
You guys have such facial hair anxiety. I love it.
We got to record a couple videos later tonight, and we definitely have to shave before that.
This is a murder mystery, and this will be the facial herring.
Facial red herring is what you meant. Facial herring.
Something like that.
Hey, guys, if you are tuning in for the first time or tuning in for not your first time, but haven't rated and reviewed us
yet. Or tuning in for the last time.
Make sure on whatever podcast platform you're listening to this on or watching us on, make sure to hit that subscribe button, rate and review us, follow, give us a follow. It really helps build up our own followership. And, hope you continue enjoying future episodes down the road.
Wait, Nikon, did you also...
Or start enjoying it at some point.
Right. Did you get a haircut, too?
I did. I got a haircut.
Sorry, it's a little hard to tell right now, but yeah, I can see the sides were done.
Yeah, I got a haircut. I was about due for it. I'm sick of having long hair. I don't.
But it was wild.
Wait, so you don't have your hair in a bun? I do,
but it's just I've cut around the sides a lot.
Wow. How about that?
Yeah. Revolutionary. Cool.
Do we want to do some station business, Max?
Bum-ba-dum, station business. Okay.
We got a couple things to announce. we have, if you're not already aware, Max and I, we have our band released a new EP last month.
Yeah.
A month ago, yesterday, from our band Silhouette City. The EP is called Who Do You Want to Be?
You can listen to it anywhere you listen to music. That's Spotify,
Apple Music,
Amazon Music, whatnot, and
SoundCloud, Bandcamp. You can purchase the album if you want on Bandcamp or on Apple Music. And please do check it out. It's got all those influences that we've talked about in past episodes. The Beatles, The Beach Boys, Antonio Carlos Jobim, Harry Nilsson.
And I'm afraid not, well, I'm not afraid, and not the Rolling Stones.
You're not going to find an ounce of Rolling Stones in any of it.
I will say,
Well,
there is a Rolling Stones song I've been getting into a lot lately. Although I've been getting into a cover of, or not a, it's a song that Mick Jagger and Keith Richards wrote, but Marianne Faithfull, I like her version of it. It's called As Tears Go By, and it's very un-Rolling Stones-esque. It's like a ballad. It's
they
very
do
good.
A lot of
that song?
Yeah, that song.
Yeah, that one's pretty good. It's just, I feel like it's a little, isn't it kind of repetitive maybe?
I don't know. You know that song, Nikon?
Yeah, I like it. I don't hate the Rolling Stones like you guys do. So.
No, I don't hate the Rolling Stones.
I don't hate the Rolling Stones or John Mulaney like you guys do. So. to his core.
Wait, John Mulaney hates the Rolling Stones?
No, you guys.
I'm kidding.
You know, I will say
the way the grammar was it Nikon, sounded like you could have made
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I got it.
You could.
Yeah. I don't know if this is just on my.
I was also trying to do a transition to Grammar Corner, but anyway.
Anyway, so yeah, guys, please check out the new Silhouette City EP. Who Do You Want to Be? We put years of work into it. I'm not joking about that. We did put a lot of work into it, and we're really proud of it. And hope you guys enjoy it.
Yeah,
any
I love
now?
It. I've listened to it a bunch, and I love it.
Oh,
how,
thank
the,
you so
how are
much.
The listens going?
Do you have? I know that in.
Well, he just asked the question.
What
listens
that?
Are going
yeah, like,
pretty. They're
questions.
Going
that's
well.
There's a delay because nobody's addressing my. Questions.
No. I heard you the first time actually, Nikon say it, but then Nikki said something right after that.
I saw you react to that. Yeah.
But and then I also heard that you'd say it just now. Yeah, the listens are going. Yeah. The listens are going well. You know, obviously, we'd like to get it. You know, that's why we're promoting it. You know, still, so
yeah.
Because we want to get more
of
listens
course,
on
yeah.
it, and you know, we want to get
up.
That. We want to get to that elusive licensing deal.
Yes,
get
oh,
it played
yeah.
in
we
some
would love
TV
to.
Show.
We would love to get at least one of these songs licensed on something.
Yeah, like on an Apple on an Apple ad. That would be
that
dude,
would be really
would be
great,
great,
actually.
You know, one of those silhouette Apple commercials for Silhouette
oh,
City.
Oh my goodness!
I mean, come
it
on.
Itself.
Well,
jeez.
There's
you gotta talk to Tim Cook.
There's
over
this
here.
Band. There's this band called
we gotta
the Shacks.
We gotta raise Steve. Oh my God! Why
Jobs.
You gotta, thank you, Steve Jobs.
There you go. There you go.
I was losing my. We gotta raise him from the dead and say, "Hey, Tim Cook."
Hey, Steve. Who do okay. we gotta talk to?
No, actually,
Steve Wozniak is what I was trying to say. Actually,
well, he's not dead yet. So
no, I know
that'll be easy.
Yeah. Well, it's funny you mentioned the Apple because there's another band we found out about because of an Apple commercial. They're called the Shacks, and they did a cover of the song "This Strange Effect" by the Kinks. And
although the Kinks okay. never really actually released that as an official release,
a recording. But the song is really good, and it made us check out the band, the Shacks, which is a current band. And we're like, hey, this Apple ad worked on us, and it made us want to look up this band. So that's even better.
Look at that.
Hey, out of curiosity, and I know you kind of texted it to me before, but do you have a favorite song off the EP? I mean, you told me which one you thought was the should you think would be the lead single.
Let me see. I'd have to look at. I'm not. I typically don't. Here, let me. I gotta look at.
I mean, no worries. No worries. Spot. Never mind. Then forget it. If you couldn't think of it off the top,
they're all good. It's all fantastic. Cool. But yeah, there was the one. There's the single that it's like a clear single, and I'm like, yeah, this is a single.
Right. Well, that's what you said in the text. You said, oh, the title track is the.
Now.
That's what you had thought, but
but no, check it out, and you know, people weigh in. We want to know what people think.
We
not
do
want to
know what people
I'm
think.
Not a person.
Any station business of yours, Nikon?
No, I don't believe in station business. I support your guys' station business, but I don't want to.
Well, go get some sunglasses.
Go get some
Onus
Optic sunglasses. I'll do some station
yeah. protect your eyes and your nose.
I mean, I've been seeing. Some posts that Nikon's been posting recently of him wearing those fabulous Onus Optics sunglasses, and boy, does he look good in them, and he's also being protective of his nose. If you guys want to do the same, Just Google it. You'll find it.
There you go.
Onus Optics.
Onus Optics.
That's their slogan. Onus Optics. Just Google it. You'll find it.
Just Google it. I love it.
I
love it.
Anywho, you guys ready for Grammar Corner?
We're ready for
Grammar Corner. Grammar Corner. Sure.
I got one. I was listening to a podcast. Don't remember what it was. And it was with a very intelligent person. This is what was like baffling about it. Like a PhD type of person who's like dropping some real big knowledge bombs or like very, I don't know, very insightful. I wish I could remember what it was, but I wrote down that he kept, instead of saying especially, he was saying especially.
Oh, I hate that.
This is like this is an educated person. Like he was, you know, like it was baffling.
You know,
especially. Nikon, he kept saying it.
I heard especially recently too.
He said five like smart things, and then he would say like especially, and I'd be like, okay, well, I can't concentrate on what
undermines any intelligent thing you said.
Moronic.
Yeah. I empathize with you right there, Nikon.
Big pet peeve. Again, especially when it's like a smart person doing it. It's like Jesus.
So there's something that I've been hearing a lot lately that. It's more of an expression than a grammar.
More of an expression? Jeez, Nikki. No, I'm just kidding.
It's an expression that has been bugging me to no end, and that's when people go, didn't we already talk about this? When people say, let's go! Ugh, man,
oh, yeah, we've talked about this.
Oh, okay, yeah, gosh. I've been hearing it a lot lately.
It's not really a grammar thing, but...
I hate it.
Well, I just said that's not really a grammar thing. It's actually not at all a grammar thing. What about that when sometimes people say it's not really this, but they actually mean it's not that at all? You know what I'm saying? Anyway.
Explain it.
You know, if you're like trying to come up with an example of something and somebody gives an example and you're like, oh, that's not really a good example. When you actually mean to say, actually, that's not an example of that at all, but
you're softening the blow.
You're softening the yeah.
Took the words right out of my mouth, Nikon.
I know, but you know, I'm just saying, you know, if you want to be more, it's not really a pet peeve at all. Actually, I just, I just said that because I couldn't come up with anything this week.
I will say there's one other pet peeve of mine, and we've talked about it. We had a whole episode about it, but it has become my number one pet peeve. It has surpassed even the use of the word literally. And that
Get
is
out of here.
Vaping.
This
vaping,
is okay. Now we're not even in grammar corner anymore. Actually, but
that's
we're
not
out of grammar.
I know, but I'm just...
That was also an episode. We're just like retreading
I'm just
old...
saying, I've been seeing it so
no,
much lately.
No, cutting you off. We're not talking about vaping again. That was like 10 episodes
All right, fine.
ago.
It was not 10 episodes.
If you don't have any grammar to talk
about,
been
10
we can
episodes
move on.
Ago.
It was at least 10 episodes ago.
No.
Hey, by the way, guys,
that
just
was
so
like
you know, we're
three
on...
three episodes ago.
I think we're on episode 98 right now. We're coming up to the 100th episode of this podcast.
What?
Not with Nikon, no. But in overall.
Oh, okay, gotcha. Oh, wait, I thought you guys did over 100 without...
No.
No?
Oh, we had done like maybe 65 or something like that, maybe.
60.
Oh, okay,
maybe,
wow, that's momentous.
69,
should we do our 100... Our 100th one live in front of a live audience of three people.
Well, we should. I think we should record it with us all in the same room, perhaps.
Okay, sure. Yeah. I have another.
That would
grammar
be cool
thing.
To do it live. I don't know how many people would show up, but yeah.
No, that would be hilarious if we had exactly three people show up.
That'd be. I heard you just catch yourself. You were about to say literally.
Yeah.
You said
well,
exactly.
Even though that would have been. That would have been a perfectly good use of the word literally, but now I'm all self-conscious.
No, but I actually,
a couple of
I actually,
sticklers.
You can do it. You can say it. It's fine.
What about this?
Well, now it's too late. What?
Nikon, you just said sticklers. What about people that say shticklers?
That's okay.
I'm okay with it. I'm okay with it. It's not a pet peeve.
Another thing I just was bringing up.
It's a misuse. You're just like, you've probably never heard a single person say that, but you're like, well, what about this?
No, I've heard people say shticklers. Because
you've heard people say shtickler?
Yeah. Oh, maybe I'm just, maybe I'm just conflating that in my head with, I don't know, maybe.
Shtick.
Well, no, I obviously hear people say shtick, but maybe I'm just creating that in my head, thinking that people say that, and that's not actual thing. I don't know. Real quick, though,
I hate when people say supposedly when they mean supposedly.
Supposedly?
Supposedly.
Yeah, that too.
They say supposedly.
I've heard supposedly.
Really? That's even weirder.
there's another one I can't think of, but it'll come to me.
Maybe for next episode. What about this for the next episode?
This is just a pet peeve. This isn't incorrect at all, but I hate it when people overpronounce a letter in a word, like exactly.
Oh, me too.
Like you slow down the utterance of exactly, which, you know, yes, the T isn't supposed to be silent. Exactly. They really emphasize the plosive on it. They say exactly. Like,
you know, Max actually does that.
I know that there's a T there.
That's not. I don't have a problem with that.
I totally get it. I have a big problem with that.
I don't know. If you're trying to emphasize something because you're like trying to really make a point. You just did it.
You say those people say it. You emphasized the T.
That's different. Well, that is for emphasis. I'm saying when like I'm casually talking and exactly this is what I'm trying to say. Exactly. Like you slow down the sentence. To say exactly.
Oh. So when people go and excuse my language here, but when they say he was literally going to the market, excuse my language.
I was like waiting for the fuck.
I was too.
That was good.
That's actually a pretty good joke or a bit, maybe something like.
No, literally is different because you're doing that for kind of like you're doing that to have fun. I'm saying
you are purposely trying to emphasize. Okay.
No, I don't do that unless I am emphasizing something.
But I do sometimes. Once in a while, I will.
Are you sure you don't? Sometimes.
Again, that's not the.
I'm just joking. That's not really it, Nikki. No, I'm just kidding. So
you got us on a whole thing right here.
Now I was gonna say, I will. You know, I admit I will say laboratory.
that's just straight up pretentious.
You're having fun.
No, but sometimes,
I love it. I love it. You're having fun there.
Okay.
People who say exactly. When I've heard it, they're not doing it for fun. That's how they say that word all the time.
That sounds infuriating. No offense, but that sounds like a nerd if you do that.
Yeah, it's usually nerds. It's also, exactly. You know, there's also a couple of examples of like, of hip hop, like 90s, like Bay Area hip hop, where instead of saying like, instead of a word that has D in it, like,
Such as like a blackalicious? No.
I think you're trying to say like maybe like beer. a past version of a tour.
Oh god, it's gonna take me a second. Talk about
wasted. Maybe is that? Or
no, no. It's like in the middle. Well,
we're gonna cut this portion out. This is why we needed to Zoom and StreamYard at the same time.
Okay, this is a bad example, but like they'll say order, like order, the word order, but instead of saying order, they're trying to emphasize, and they'll say orter, orter. I gotta think of a real example.
That sounds weird.
It's annoying.
I'll have to hear. Trust me. It's funny. We're just trying to come up with things to be annoyed about at this point.
No, this actually does annoy me. I need the actual example for next time.
Hey, when you were growing up, Nikon, because I know it started off as a Bay Area thing, did you say hella?
Oh, yeah. I don't think it started out as a Bay Area thing, by the way.
Oh, definitely.
It definitely has got to be a Bay Area thing, for sure.
I think it is, but Yeah, I said hello all the time, and I still say hello. I stopped for a while during college.
Why? Because you heard a lot of people doing it?
No, because I got called out by all my SoCal friends. So I was like, all right, well,
I think it's
whatever.
I think it's cool. when a Northern Californian says it, I think it's kind of endearing. It just makes me like think of where they're from, and I'm cool with that. You know.
Let me ask.
Well,
you
no, now I'm just like, yeah, I say hello all the time, and it's fun. But I've also noticed people not from the Bay Area say hello all the time.
Well, and it's become much more.
It's become nationwide.
It's ubiquitous now. But
It emerged somewhere in Northern California around, guess what decade? Around the
90s.
Late
80s.
70s.
No really? 70s.
Wow.
Yeah.
How about that?
Now, let me ask, did you use also the other variations? Did you ever say hecka? Or did you say...
I never said hecka. That sounds weird. I like helza.
Did you ever say helza? You said helza?
I used to say helza ironically.
What about hella?
Hecka,
hellov?
Hellov. Hellov is like, yeah, when you're using it in the right sentence, when you're trying to. It's like when the next word is going to start with a syllable, you want to say hellov awesome.
Wait,
hellov
awesome. Did you ever hear...
Wait, what do you mean a syllable? You mean
awesome.
You mean it's hell of a vowel.
Sorry, not a syllable.
A vowel.
Yeah. Syllable. It's going to start like, with a syllable.
Yeah, it's like,
any syllable.
I think any word should suffice there, yeah. What about
like sometimes,
hexa?
Depending on the sentence, you'll say hell of epic instead of hella epic.
Right.
I'm not saying you'll do that every time.
So I had a friend, in college from Sacramento who would say hell of a lot.
So it would have to be a vowel, like saying an apple or something.
Yes,
like
exactly.
That.
But it would not have always. To be... I'm just saying that is the use case. Yeah.
Hey guys, let's move on to the main topic, huh?
Okay, which is
what a
I'm
transition.
Sorry, it just I'm looking
what a
at the
transition.
Time.
And... Okay.
All right, let's continue.
Actually, what about that?
The transition.
All right, whatever, let's move on. Yeah, I don't need to talk about
well,
this.
Well, now you got to say what was on your
well,
mind.
Well, this isn't a grammar thing. I was just going to complain about certain stand-up comedians that feel like they need to have some sort of transition to move on to the next bit. And it's like, no, you could just move on. It's okay.
And then when they say not much of a transition there, they like call out their own lackluster transition. I'm like, just move on. Just move on. Don't even say.
Talking about John Mulaney, aren't you?
No. Trust me, Nikon, John Mulaney is not the only comedian we disapprove of. Just what? Kidding. I don't disapprove. I'm cutting that out.
You better cut that out.
Cut it out.
You're always you're always pulling me into this black hole of the...
I
will
for
say
it.
This,
we're
though.
We're going to get... This podcast is going to get put on the map purely out of the beef that we're cultivating with John Mulaney.
If it does, then I will be glad to get on that board that train.
Well, no. By the way,
we gotta lean into it.
I've got a story. Like I've got a story for after we finish recording about our friend recently waited on a large party of comedians in Los Angeles, including John Mulaney, Conan O'Brien, Nick Kroll.
Is that so?
Ali Wong and Bill
That's
Hader
fun.
And Sarah Silverman. And she said it was like, wow, this is the table of huge comedians.
Is that
here.
So?
And Lorne Michaels, by the way.
And wow. Lorne Michaels. Holy cow.
Anyway, I'll tell you about that a little bit later. But anyway.
Boy, I'm looking forward to that story.
Hey, guys, main topic.
Hey, do you guys have a preference between... I know I've... Anyways versus anyway. I know anyway has historically been like the proper word for it, but I feel as though anyways is now acceptable.
I have a problem with anyways. It's not correct. That's
of course,
not a word.
But
I mean, I don't
well, I
really
think now it is.
I don't really is. Have a problem with somebody saying it, but I prefer anyway.
Well, no.
I prefer
if
anyway.
If somebody
I prefer
says
anyway
something
too.
Like anyways. I'm okay with that. That's fine. But
yeah, sometimes again, it's like in the name of playfulness. Like
it's
right.
Also,
in the name
it's
of
also the con.
Either,
in the name of playfulness, we shall use the word
in the
anyways.
Name of cities.
No, but even if it just depends on the context. If it's like super casual, yeah. I just don't. It doesn't bother
anyways.
Me that really.
Anyways, Anyways. It's also more like a little collar, you know? Like I feel like Bill Burr says anyways all the time, and it's like
Anyways, I mean, what's the deal with these guys? I don't know what's going on.
What's going on with the guys?
Bill Burr doing Seinfeld?
I know it does. He does kind of have that deal? Kind of. They both are kind of angry at stuff, you know.
Oh, sure. We all are.
Sebastian Maniscalco does that too. He's like, I was over here, and then I went over here. And now I'm back over here. And what's the deal? These kids, they want to get these specially made coffees these days. I don't know. He doesn't.
Anyway, he has no bits, Sebastian Maniscalco.
Let's try to lock our topic down in the next 3 minutes because that's what we have for this recording.
We have two topics. And one of which we came up with your now wife at your wedding. Oh, or in the
we
post-
didn't come up with it. She did, actually.
She actually did in the post- wedding Mexican food or burrito situation.
Yeah, yeah. Well, way to give it away.
Tacos versus burritos. What's better?
Yeah, I don't. I get it. It's like a thing to talk about, but it's like, what are we doing?
I kind of was thinking about it too, like Nikon. I'm not sure how much you can argue there. It's, no, you're right. Kind of a.
So you have a
I like this. You like this.
Look, okay. Whoa. I do prefer tacos, but I like burritos too. So.
Hey, listen. Yeah, I have blood coursing through my veins. Of course, I like tacos, but I prefer burritos. If I could, I would have a burrito for every meal for the rest of my life and be perfectly fine with it.
I couldn't do it.
Wow, that's insane. you love burritos that much?
I don't disagree.
Is Mexican food your favorite cuisine?
There's nothing. No, I don't like to do that. I don't like to go down that road. I just love burritos so much that I would have like let's not extrapolate here. I would eat a burrito for every meal for the rest of my life and be okay.
What about taquitos? Taquitos, I feel like are really good.
Definitely not. That's like I feel like garbage as soon as I take a bite of a taquito.
Are you insane in the membranous region?
It's just so greasy and processed and
it doesn't have to be I mean,
you clearly have never had a taquito from El Pollo Loco, which are really good actually.
Are you serious?
They're really good.
Is that a joke?
Really? I'm not joking. They're really good.
Really? Huh. Yeah. Okay, well let's keep tacos versus burritos in the back pocket if we're
flautas.
Absolutely desperate.
Oh, actually this comes to mind. This isn't really an argument-based debate, but,
crap. Okay. I just forgot my other topic.
Unless we already did this, but, favorite, cultural food. Your favorite food from what culture or what ethnicity, you know?
Again, if that's, if we feel like spending an episode just, talking about things, going into, I like this cuisine.
Sure. You're right. I don't know. It was just something to throw out there, but.
Yeah, no, I get it.
Because I would say Mexican is probably my number one, probably.
Okay, all right. This is going to be controversial. I don't know how you guys feel about it. I just wrote down Taylor Swift, I don't get it.
I mean, I'd be much in agreement with you, so I don't know.
I'd be in agreement with you on that.
Maybe that's an opportunity for somebody to play the steel man.
We got to lean in, and then we get some controversy going, yeah.
Well, or maybe that's an opportunity to do something with it.
I can't really argue enough because I don't really know. That's not my wheelhouse of knowledge, to be honest.
I know,
but
you could be well, listen, there's clearly something going on here. It's a phenomenon. Everybody loves her, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, I mean, I would just be more.
I was just talking about this with my older brother last night, actually, Nikon, how I can't sing one of her songs for you right now. I don't know.
I think I could sing. I know the. Play is gonna hate, play, whatever.
That
shake
song
off.
Sounds terrible.
Well, of course, but I'm saying that's a song that I could name.
Yeah.
Shake it off.
I guess I know that one.
It's catchy, but it's just awful.
No, it's awful. I know that one. Shake it off. Yeah, but it is awful.
I still don't quite know what you're saying, actually, but
I mean. We could say that about a lot of artists.
When something is maybe really bad to me. I mean, sorry to put that in there. I don't want to rain on her parade or anything, but
listen, she's gonna be just fine.
Well, at the very least, she takes part in at least some, if not all, of her songwriting, which I. You know, at least I respect.
Oh, it sounds like she does. Yeah.
I respect.
Hey guys,
that.
I just
credit.
Put.
Wait, what? Why is it saying?
Wait a minute. What, Babeth? What are you doing, Babeth?
Oh,
I think she's getting her butt cleaned right now.
Do you guys ever watch the new seasons of Beavis and Butthead? Did they?
I haven't.
They made new seasons, right?
Yeah. They did make a. I think a. Wait. Did you know that they're actually coming back with King of the Hill, though?
Oh, I never really got into it.
Oh, that show is really good. It's really funny.
Yeah.
He's just Mike Judge is really good.
He's got a great sense of humor.
He knows how. He's insightful to these microcosms that live in America, and knows how to, you know, extract humor from them in a very expert way, I feel.
Wow, Max, totally. Very eloquent.
That was eloquent for a change. Diss. I'm going to start
Shut up, Beavis.
Dissing them. Like Idiocracy, this is completely whatever. Idiocracy, brilliant premise, and then like
not great movie though.
30 minutes in, you're like, okay, I feel stupider for continuing to watch this.
Well, it's like, wow, is this the cheapest movie I've ever seen?
No, there's it's kind of just really budgetino. You know, it's kind of really low budget and not the best made.
But there are some funny things in it, though, for sure.
Yeah, yeah, of course.
I mean, the guy with
the premise is brilliant. The premise is very premise of like...
The premise is like prescient in a way, you know? I mean...
Yeah. Anyway, what were we talking about?
Okay.
So, Taylor Swift, I don't get it.
Wait, are you recording, Nikki? You're not recording?
I am recording. Did you not accept it?
Oh, you're right. I did.
Did you not get it?
Did you not get it?
No, I got it. I got it.
Okay, all right.
Okay, so...
Yeah, anyway.
Taylor Swift, I don't get it. Is that a topic?
Taylor Swift's the one to beat, at least.
Hey, look, I will say this, Nikon. That's a great topic, and I'd be willing to argue on the side of Taylor Swift.
Is that so?
But here's another one, though. Selective outrage.
Okay. Isn't that what this entire podcast is about?
Well,
no, I think what he's saying is...
I'm talking about when people get...
People get up in arms.
Their balls in an uproar about one thing, but then they don't
allow other things to pass. In this kind of climate of political correctness,
exactly
is what he's talking about.
Yeah. So like indignance. Yes. Outrage, indignance. Okay, gotcha. All right.
They'll selectively choose what they want to be outraged about, even though...
Sure. So. Can you give us an example just so we can...
Well, there's a movie that came out recently where... where the leads are supposed to be gay, but they're played by straight people. But and I'm cool with that personally. But people are you know praising this movie, but then these same people were knocking other actors for playing gay characters. You know, and I'm like, well, why are you okay with this movie and not the other situations, you know?
Yeah, that seems inconsistent. I don't know what movie you're talking about, but I imagine the difference might be in the message of the movie, right? Like, if this movie is, like, celebrating gay culture or whatever.
No, I think
like
both are...
recognizing gays. I don't know.
I mean, do we care to talk about this at all? I mean... it could be like a...
Not to fall victim to the whole identity politics thing, but I feel like... Well, first of all, I don't know enough about...
Maybe we shouldn't be talking about this.
I also don't... Yeah. I haven't seen either a movie, so we couldn't make an argument there on those things, topics.
Well, but those, those are just examples of this selective outrage where people...
I guess Nikki was just saying, like, you know, both movies, or at least the first one was... seemed to have been praised in the performance of that, you know, and that was okay.
Yeah. The thing is, I could see myself arguing for this, what you would call selective outrage. I just don't have enough examples. I just don't, you know, I don't really have patience for that kind of stuff to begin with. So, like, I'm not going to be able
Let's
to
not do it.
Like a deep arsenal. Yeah.
Okay. Moving on then.
I kind of like this Taylor Swift one. It could be a controversial episode, but let's do it.
It'll put us on the map.
This could be the John Mulaney.
It could be the John Mulaney of music.
It should be It could be the one that puts us over the edge.
Yeah.
In a good way.
In a good way. Yeah.
because
let's do it. Well, let's do
I'm
it.
Using push, yeah. pushers over right. the edge in the wrong ways.
I will.
Yeah, exactly.
I will volunteer to take the side of Taylor Swift, the pro Taylor Swift
side. And
then,
Nikon, why don't you take the opposite side? I'll be the moderator in this.
Okay. Warning, this is going to be mostly emotionally driven because, again, I don't have much to, like, to point to.
You have more than I have.
Okay.
All right. Just to clarify up top,
off top,
I don't get it either. You know, I don't get why people
sure,
love
yeah.
her so much
and
either.
And just to clarify, you know, at the top too, I respect anybody who's able to garner any audience, period, ever.
Sure.
Right? And so
yes.
props well, to her for doing what she's doing. And
you respect
I mean,
somebody
I respect
that can garner audience in any... Okay.
No, you're right. Yeah, because then you got a
yeah.
Mussolini and whatnot.
That's not... But, yet.
Yeah,
I mean, Trump has garnered a huge audience, but
that's
not in a respectable
okay,
way.
So I take that yeah. back. I take that back. I'm just saying, like, she's clearly good at doing what she does.
Sure.
And so I will give you know, all the respect in the world for that. But
yeah, sure.
Just going into my opening argument, I don't get it. I don't get it. It's not good. It's not fun. It's not pleasant. All she's from all I can tell is like she's complaining about. Like guys breaking up with her. And this is all secondhand. This is like how little I understand of her repertoire. From what I've heard, like every album is about like some breakup, and it's like she's acting like a victim for a guy being like, hey, you're like this was nice, but you're not right for me. I don't know. Like, is she the first person in the world who's been broken up with? Is that so bad? Like, would she live in a world where everybody just like. Stays with the first person they ever go on a date with for the rest of their lives.
That's an interesting movie idea, Nikon. We got to write that down. That's
like
interesting.
The Lobster, but in a different way. Yeah.
Oh, I haven't seen The Lobster actually. But is that,
I have.
It's like
is
this.
That what
it's
about?
It's like acting hurt, putting on a facade of like being hurt, even though you're so hot and successful and like get any man really. Like, what are you complaining about? And also, and then, so that's that thematically. And then also just the music sounds awful to me. It just sounds awful. And I'm not one to be like, oh, all pop music is bad. But like her music sounds grating to my ears. That's
you just do overpronounce the T's on those for a purpose.
Yeah,
but I think he was emphasizing.
For exaggeration. So I guess I just don't get it is my point.
Right off the bat of my opening argument, I want to refute something you just said real quick, and that is, what the hell did you just say?
Well, do your opening argument, maybe it'll come back to you.
No, it was right off the bat. I was like, okay, that you could say that about anybody. God dang it. Oh, this is really bugging me. What did you just
breakups?
Say?
Anybody talking about? I said she's complaining about breakups and all.
Oh,
that.
Right. That's what it was.
That's like the main thing he's been talking about.
Look,
how do you forget
Nikon,
that already?
Everybody has a right to feel depressed. Like to say, what does she have to complain about? That's very short-sighted. That even the richest people can't be depressed or sad. I feel like anybody, it's all perspective. Everybody lives in their own experiences and they go through emotions in their own unique way. And they can be sad or depressed about a situation.
Sure.
I don't think that's a good argument.
I just want to interject here.
It's not the
argument. Nikon's not saying that. He's saying that's what, in his, you know, little knowledge about Taylor Swift, he believes that that's all she sings about. Anyway,
sure.
Continue.
I know she probably talks about other stuff, but like it seems like that's
the
majority
fair share.
Of her persona.
Yes. Right.
And I think she's unfairly demonizing these men for breaking up with her when really all they're doing is breaking up with her because it's not working out. And it's like,
okay.
You're allowed to do that and not be a villain. Not be villainized. Like, and then I forgot to even talk about the Swifties. Sorry.
Hold on.
You already
Wait,
had
Swifties. Hold on.
Max, you
Nikon,
gotta interject as the
hold
moderator.
On, interjection. Nikon, you can talk
okay.
about that in your next point. Nikki,
write down your notes.
Okay,
write
right,
down what
right,
you need
right,
to say.
Right, okay. Swifties.
I'm
writing it down.
Look.
Can I write on?
Yes.
Okay, keep going.
Her music is insufferable. But look, she writes all her music, which is more than a lot of pop stars can say about their own music. And
so, for those of you listening, I am
okay. So the Nikon's making a
look, but also,
you know,
what are you talking about? She she doesn't create any real controversy as a pop artist. I would argue that there's a lot of other artists that are popular that are way more grating to hear, and she's really talented. In fact, she's very dedicated to her craft. This is what something I heard yesterday is she does not talk in between concerts because she has to sing like 44 songs per show, and she wants to give her all to her audience. So she tries not to strain her vocal cords at all in between shows.
That
takes some real dedication to do that.
That's a crutch because she doesn't have a personality. She can't do any mid-song banter. That's one of the best parts of going to a concert is the banter between songs.
No. He said before a concert.
Before or after the concert.
Oh, sorry. I was too busy writing my own notes.
You're not even listening to what I'm saying.
Because it's all nonsense. No,
this is a bad debate. It's like you're writing the notes. Like imagine a presidential debate where you're writing, they're writing their notes down.
Yeah.
And they're like,
I don't know what that other guy was
saying. I don't agree with this.
It's
like, were you listening? It's like,
Nikon,
no, I was writing my notes down.
You are the Donald Trump of this debate right now.
Okay. Well, you can just throw that around as much. Well,
okay.
You're the Ronald Reagan,
well, you could just
worse.
Throw that around.
I'd say Ronald Reagan's worse as a person, but go ahead.
That's a hot take.
I'm saying Ronald Reagan has done more damage to society. Donald Trump is a terrible, terrible human, obviously. Anyway, that's not what we're talking about.
Nikon, that's a great debate, and I agree with you, actually.
That's a debate for another time.
Yeah.
Wait, that's interesting. That'll put us on the map for sure.
That'll put us on the map for sure.
All right, I'm going to write that down in my long-term notes for some other time. Okay.
Taylor Swift, look, she's not the first pop star to be mega famous and to have a mediocre catalog. But I will say that she does have catchy songs. That Shake It Off song, as insufferable as it is,
awful.
It's catchy,
it's
and I can see why people would like it.
Yeah, okay, I guess. I don't know.
Well, here's the thing.
It's like saying, I don't get why people liked the Spice Girls so much. They had catchy songs. Of course you can see why they liked it, you know?
But
honestly, those were actually...
And again, some of those songs, I actually get it. My point with Taylor Swift is that I genuinely don't get it. Yes, emphasize on the T's.
This is your main argument. I just don't get it.
Again, Nikon, I can say that about so many people. Ed Sheeran, this Louis Capaldi guy.
I get it for Ed Sheeran. I get it.
Okay, but what about Rihanna? What about Rihanna? I don't get it.
Not only do I get Rihanna, I like a lot of Rihanna. There.
No, you don't.
Work. That is
no
so.
Way.
That's the most
that's,
grating thing.
It's insane to me that you like Rihanna, but you don't like Taylor Swift.
I'm not saying I like every one of her songs. I'm not saying the work.
You just
work
said
work
you
song.
Like every
you
one of her songs.
You just said you're in love with Rihanna's music, her whole catalog.
You just said that she's your favorite artist.
You just
of all time.
Said
all right,
we're it.
Back to Taylor Swift.
You know, Rihanna performed at the Super Bowl this past year.
Is this your opening monologue still?
Hold on. Okay,
no,
yeah,
you've interrupted me so many times that I feel like we're just in the debate
<That's>
now.
Okay, keep going. I just my blood boils. Everything you're saying just makes me so pissed off that I can't.
Imagine
sit
a presidential
here in
debate
silence.
Where it's like somebody's in the middle of their opening remarks and the other person keeps interrupting. It's like, all right, are you still in the middle of your monologue? It's like, well, you've been interrupted.
Jesus, how long is your
be
monologue?
A funny. I'm gonna write that down. That's kind of a funny idea.
Write it down. Write it
Look,
all down.
Taylor Swift is not the first and not the
last. Oh, yeah, we were recording
will not
this.
Be
what
the
am I
last
about?
Mega star to have be mediocre, you know? I mean, it's happened throughout. I mean, take a look at the Rolling Stones. I don't get it. I'm
no,
sort of,
I get that
no,
way
I'm,
more
I'm,
than
I'm
Taylor
sort of
Swift.
Joking about that. But no, there's plenty of people who just are not that great, you know? I mean, I do actually think, like, people like this Louis Capaldi or the... who's that guy that ripped off Tom Petty? You know? Sam Smith. I don't get that at all. I just really don't get it. And
Taylor Swift. We're talking about Taylor Swift.
Okay. She's pretty.
I wouldn't just say she's pretty. I think she's beautiful, actually.
Well, I don't think
she's gorgeous.
That's a matter of taste.
Gorgeousity. Yeah.
Well, but you know that has something to do with her popularity. I mean,
sure, it
no
does.
No doubt.
She's.
I think.
I do think, though, she does seem like not a real person in a lot of ways. But that's a different topic.
I think there's an emptiness and a vapidity to it. Is vapidity a word? It is, right? Vapidity.
Vapidness.
Vapidity. I think you say vapidness.
You're probably right.
I like the word vapidity.
I think you can say that. I think.
But I do think, though, that she's. Look, she's pretty, and she writes her own music, and she's a talented performer. You know, I for the sake of this argument, I get it. Secretly, I don't get it either. But
vapidity, you're good. You're right. You're good.
Nice. Vapidity, that's a word. Wow, how about that? I mean, Grammar Corner.
Is this still your opening argument?
No, I'm not. I'm done. We've been arguing.
I want to say stuff now.
All right, say stuff. Go ahead.
Say stuff. Okay.
Run on sentencing and say it's... Okay. All right. First of all, I have to qualify this. I have to qualify this by saying, if it wasn't for Swifties, I don't know if I'd be as enraged with her as a person or as a musician as I am.
Oh.
Because there's something that's so obnoxious about the smugness and the almost like...
Smugness?
I want to say like the threat. There's like a threat of if you don't agree that she's the greatest, then we're going to come after you. And
who's done that?
And
is
like,
that a thing?
I don't know. That's a perception I have. It's like, yeah, I don't know. I'm not really on social media or anything, but like I have a sense that like if anybody wants to like stir something up, all they have to do is post something about Taylor Swift and they will get a bunch of pissed off fans jumping on them. That's perception, I know.
But people will say that about anyone. Like, if you say that about the Beatles.
Not anyone.
Martin Short, here's a good example. Martin Short was just...
somebody wrote an article in the Slate magazine being critical.
I was just talking.
But you weren't saying it right.
No, I was about to say it right. Somebody wrote an op-ed. Somebody wrote an... Yeah, you don't know what I'm about to say. You cut me off.
Opinion editorial. It's opinion editorial, Max. Come on.
Okay.
Sorry, just go on. Okay.
Is that we're not in Grammar Corner anymore here.
I know.
Okay, so somebody wrote an op-ed and said they didn't get Martin Short. They didn't understand why people liked him. He was saying how much...
He found him insufferable.
He found him insufferable. Everyone pounced on this guy and said, you're absolutely wrong.
Hold on.
And he is wrong.
Max, hold on. That is not comparable to what this Taylor Swift thing, because...
No,
Martin Short is... a highly respected comedian for a very long time. Hold on, let me finish. And look, to be honest, Martin Short is really funny, though. It's not like a Taylor Swift thing where he is undeniably a talented, funny guy. And so this Slate thing, I'm sure there's been a lot of negative critique on Taylor Swift. This is the first guy ever I've heard of coming out and saying that they think that Martin Short is... insufferable and overrated.
Okay, let me use a better example.
That's a bizarre thing.
I think Martin Short is overrated. I think Steve Martin is overrated. I think Steve Martin was great, and I think now they're just kind of annoying, actually. Every time they go on like a podcast, I'm just like, oh, you're so likable, and therefore people like think anything you say is funny. I'm actually exaggerating. I do think they're both overrated. I like them both, but they're overrated, I will say.
Oh, you mean they're in their current state? They're currently
they're
overrated.
In their current state, yeah.
Yeah, but I'm talking about their whole catalog of work.
Yeah, of course, but I think they're just like they're coasting on their reputations these days.
Yeah, but Nikon, you could say that about about musicians. Like, have you heard Paul McCartney in an interview lately?
I don't see the point of an argument where you're saying, well, okay, so like for example, like, hey, well, she's not the first popular artist to have like crappy music. Well, okay, but I'm talking about her, and I'm saying I don't get her. If we want to talk about how I also don't get, like,
you mean the movie by Spike Jonze? Just kidding.
No, I know, but okay. Like, but what I guess I think what Nikki's trying to do is use other examples, because all you're saying is I don't get her, and that's the only argument you're really saying right now. So, like, right. In other words,
I'm saying it's bad music, and the topics are very vapid and empty and repetitive and not really.
That's typical.
That's very typical pop music
of today.
It's very typical, though.
Okay. Well, yeah. All right. I guess Nikki Look, deep down.
Okay,
loves
Nikon.
Taylor Swift,
I will say,
and
I
that's how we're gonna end it.
I totally agree with you. I don't get. This is what you could say. I don't get it, the extreme fandom of Taylor Swift in particular. Right. I understand what you're saying, because look, there are people we know that love Taylor Swift, and I'm like, I thought you were cooler than that. Like that
I thought you were cool.
I thought you had better taste than that, you know? Like you actually admit and openly champion Taylor Swift. That's weird to me, you know?
It's impossible to kind of dissect it, but I wonder what percentage of people who love Taylor Swift have been like backed into a corner.
I was going to say
by these Swifties.
Yes, you're absolutely right, Nikon. I feel like maybe some people say they do just to jump on the bandwagon out of fear that it's subconscious.
No,
actually,
they don't admit
to the fact that it's because they're scared to say something. They trick themselves into saying, "Oh, I actually do like this song," because they don't want to be an outsider in this whole thing. They don't want to be a pariah, you know.
I would say that social pariah. I could argue that that is the case for most trends. Actually, if you look at fashion, most people like right now.
Yeah,
baggy stuff is in, and I'm sure when people first started wearing the baggy clothes recently and these clunky shoes, I'm sure people were like, that looks so stupid. But people have been more accepting of this style in the past few years, and I feel like they're like, oh, this is the trend. I'm supposed to like this, so I'm going to say that I like it now, you know?
Or, yeah. Yeah,
so I would say that I would refute your guys' point about Taylor Swift in this circumstance and saying, oh, yes, you're right about that, but that could be applied to any popular trend.
I also, I get it. I also want to just say the fact that she writes her own stuff is irrelevant. Like, okay,
no, you're
great,
totally, look,
stuff.
Nikon, you're right about that. I mean,
I know,
lots of bad musicians write their own stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, look, you could use the most famous example. Ed Wood made his own movies. It didn't mean they were good, right?
Exactly. So I don't know. I don't know if there's much more to say other than, like, I don't like it. I don't get it. I don't just...
And also,
like,
admittedly...
I want to go on record saying I don't like her music.
Admittedly,
and
you do
like,
not know
like
enough
her
of her catalog, though, right?
And but everything I've heard, I've been like, this is awful. What is this? And people are like, oh, it's Taylor Swift. And I'm like, oh, sorry.
so you've been back.
Hey, by the way,
before I forget, Nikon, there was a song by Donna Summer that was played at your wedding that I really liked, and I was trying to look it up. I couldn't remember.
Heaven Knows. Was it Heaven? It was either.
It wasn't
Heaven
one
Knows
of her, like, ultra big hits, you know?
But it was either. I'll give it to you right now. It was
really good, and I'm like, oh, I had asked you, I was like, who is this? And you're like, oh, it's Donna Summer. I'm like, wow, this is really good. I didn't even know about this song.
She's got the bangers. She's got the bangers. Give me
one second. Oh, I mean, I know that this has probably been overstated a lot of times at this point.
I remember yesterday. It's called I Remember.
Oh, I Remember Yesterday. The song. Was it? What was that song again?
I Feel Love.
I Feel Love. That song is so good. It's a really good. I mean,
so ahead of its time too.
It's so ahead of its time.
Part of that is Giorgio Moroder's.
Giorgio Moroder's contribution also. But you're right. It's so ahead of its time, and I'm just thinking.
Actually, it was written by him though.
This is. It's. it came out in the disco era, but it's post-disco. It sounds post-disco, you know?
I'm not a huge fan of best of albums or anything like that, compilation albums. But if you listen to On the Radio, Greatest Hits, Volume 1 and 2 of Donna Summer, you can listen through that entire thing and just be blown away by also by the way they blend the tracks into each other. It's just like it goes from one track to the next and as if it was an album.
Oh, that's
like a
awesome.
Concept album.
So that's interesting.
So, I remember yesterday, though. I got to re-listen to that.
Generally, sometimes greatest hits can be really good. Like,
well, The Smiths. Rolling Stone magazine, and obviously they're not the end-all be-all, but they have put Smiths compilation albums in their top 500 albums of all time.
Louder Than Bombs. Louder Than Bombs.
Because Louder Than Bombs is a great compilation album.
Well, because it's made up of singles that were not on their other albums, I think, in general.
I'm throwing it on the queue, baby.
Yeah.
Throwing it on the... I did want to say... Dang it, lost it. It's okay.
Look, Taylor Swift is... She's pretty.
Is no Donna Summer. And I would argue Donna Summer probably wrote none of her songs.
Well,
and
she actually...
No, she did actually Donna write... She wrote, co-wrote she most of her songs.
I Feel Love, actually.
I watched the Donna Summer documentary recently that's on HBO. Very, it's cool. It's informative, and she co-wrote a lot of her material, actually.
Nice.
Now, look, Taylor Swift, she's pretty. She can perform music.
So what?
Is it so hard to see why she's popular? No. Now,
it's hard to see why she's so popular. I get that. Listen, it's in the name of the genre, pop. Yes, it's pop. Yes, of course, she's popular. But why is it such a phenomenon? There's nothing there. And also,
why was Justin Bieber so popular? Why did he have these
Beliebers?
You know, he's the same thing.
I don't like that either.
Me neither, but I'm just saying, I'm sure this has existed throughout the history of pop music. I mean, by the way, saying Donna Summer is way better than Taylor Swift, I mean, no duh, but also that was the 70s when pop music was good. I mean, I don't want to sound like a curmudgeon, look, it's...
You sound like an old man curmudgeon.
Look, but
it's hard to say. It's true. You guys do sound like
everything
anyway.
Was better in the 70s. A decade before I was born.
Look, I mean...
Well, it wasn't actually...
Nikon, even movies were better back then, right? I mean, come on.
I did want to... Just before I forget, sorry. It seems like she's actually a genuinely good person. So I want to make clear that I have nothing against her as a person. Like she... I don't know. If there was some homophobia thing that was... I don't even know what I'm talking about here, but I heard that there was some decision that she had to make about something, and she was like, "I need to stand for what's right. I need to be on the right side of history." Something about homophobia. I don't know. This is completely.
I wanted to mention something that I meant to mention up top. I was talking with your friend Paul, at that burger place.
Yeah.
And.
Okay. Yeah.
He was saying, "Oh, your guys' podcast is really
smashed.
Great. I love
Smashed. Lower East Side. Smash Lower East Side. That's for all. That's my station business. Go to Smash in the Lower East Side."
He was saying how much he loved listening to the podcast, and it's interesting to hear him say that he viewed you, Nikon, as the most curmudgeon-y out of all of us, and the hardest to convince, persuade in our debates. And I thought to myself, I thought I came across as that in this podcast in general.
I thought you came across as that too. No, I'm kidding. It's interesting. Who knows?
Maybe it has to do with
him knowing.
Have you engaged in debate with him?
I guess I think it has to do with him knowing me because honestly, I think the reason we all still do this is because we're all that way. And that's like.
We just want to get stuff off our chest, I guess.
It's a good way to.
Yeah.
It's actually cathartic, you know? It's nice to.
It is. It's, Yeah. I've said this before. Like, I go into so many of these being like, I'm not going to – this topic is not meaty enough for me to care about. And then, like, 2 minutes in, I'm like, no! You're wrong.
That's anyway, the point. So that's why it's splitting hairs. Yeah, no, of course. We're no, I mean – yeah, I don't need it.
Anyway, I just wanted to note that. I thought that was really funny that your friend Paul said that.
Yeah.
Anyway, look, Taylor
Shout
Swift.
Out to Paul.
I don't get so it Taylor. Either, but
you're not committing
I get
to the
it.
Tease.
I kind of get it.
Get it.
What about this? I get it. Like, I'm emphasizing the vowels.
You're right. Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Max didn't think that was funny based on his reaction.
I'll give it a giggle. I gave it a giggle. Listen,
that's
she's a good that's person.
That's your
fantastic.
Movie review version. I gave it a giggle.
Like, yeah, I'll give it a giggle.
Know, that's like your movie review.
Two out of five.
By the way,
well, I was thinking like a giggle is like a 2 out of 5, like and then like a 3 is like, I gave it a good laugh. 4, I gave it a real hearty. Yeah, the knee slapper is like the top.
I gave it a hearty har har.
What does somebody actually? You know, that's so funny about. I mean, again, we always bring up The Simpsons a lot, but the sea captain he actually laughs uh-huh. like that. A har har har. He kind of has that. I think that's pretty funny. Anyway.
Oh, here's a trivia question. Do you know what the captain's name is?
I think it's sea shant sea.
Oh
no!
No, I was going to say Seymour Skinner, which that was a joke.
No,
there's
and he actually they say his name in the first episode he's on.
First,
do you guys know the first episode that he's in? By the way,
yes,
of course.
It's
not.
The one where
you do.
No, I do.
What?
Can I say what it is?
Or he's like, it's the one. Yar, not a
the all you can eat buffet. It's all you can eat buffet.
Is that
right?
The first one? That's a great. That's a great. Entree.
Oh, it's a great episode.
Yeah.
It's funny when they're like bringing in all of these letters and they're like, here you are.
A thousand letters
to unread letters to
Kris Kringle.
And it's copying Miracle on 34th Street. And he's like, oh, that's next door. Anyway, his name is Captain McAllister. And I know
Captain
that
McAllister.
They say.
Okay.
No, just Lionel Hutz says.
Oh, McAllister?
Captain McAllister, you're not a real captain, are you? And he's like, no, I'm not. You know, and then
no,
the court is like, oh, and I'm like, anyway.
You're explaining something and then you're not really giving it.
Anyway,
due.
All I'm saying is that he mentions McAllister in that episode.
Okay, love it. I love it. All right, Taylor Swift, final thoughts. I don't get it. I don't understand it.
Your argument has
really... Your sole basis for this argument is I don't get it, I don't understand it.
I warned you at the top that it was no, like, actual...
But you were so gung-ho about this topic.
Look.
Because I want to get it off my chest. I feel like we live in a world where you can't just, like...
We can't speak our minds. It's true. Actually,
we can't speak our minds without somebody. Like, if I were to say this in like casual conversation, it would just get jumped on to the point where I can't just get it out. Like, I get it. Yeah, you like her, blah blah blah. But can I just say that it sounds bad to me and blah blah blah?
Look, Nikon. Hold on, that is great.
Can I say
that? I love. That's a topic for another time.
I was going to say that. That's what I was going to say.
That's what he was going to say.
That would have been.
That's what I was going to say.
That was good. That would have been the top. That should have
been the topic.
Is that? Being able to actually express your opinions in public is...
Honestly,
we can't do that really anymore. Everyone's...
Out of fear for, one, being chastised in public, two,
just
being
feeling
canceled,
like an
maybe.
Outcast.
I mean, Max and I went to go see the Barbie movie with a large group of people, and Max and I really didn't
wait,
like
it. Wait, hold on. Did you see it, by the way?
I haven't seen it yet. Still want to.
Yeah, well we don't need to rehash our
No, but all I'm saying is most of the people we went to loved it and Max and I didn't, and we couldn't express to those people because we don't want to ruin their high on the movie.
Yeah, well that's different. That's different than like this.
That's Taylor different. Swift. That's being respecting.
Insanity.
Yeah, we can
talk
about it.
Insanity. Actually,
Yeah.
Maybe it's not. Maybe it's actually. Maybe they're related somehow. Maybe deep down there's something. I don't know.
Well, it's collective. It. It's like collective.
And I haven't listened to a single album of hers. So, hey, should we, as homework, try to listen to one of her? Have you guys listened?
Is
to one
there
of
like a greatest hits of her stuff?
No, I feel like you got to do. I feel like with this, to give it a real honest go, you gotta either start with the last one or the first one. How many?
Well,
I hope she doesn't.
Boy,
have
that's
like
some
albums,
good homework. Will I get it done?
I don't know if I. Yeah.
I'll do it.
Yeah.
Only if you,
you
do
will,
it, though.
For next time.
Yeah.
Can we say? Can we? How about this? It's general homework, but it doesn't have to be done by the next time we record.
Okay. Fair enough.
I don't know if I can prioritize it.
Yeah.
I
right.
Going,
I was gonna
say. Things,
it's like
it's one of those
it's
things
almost,
that, like,
it's like masochistic
right
to like have yeah. to go. You're like, okay, I'm gonna hate this. I know it, but let's do it.
You know, well, something we didn't talk about, how like everybody was celebrating her for like, didn't she re-record a bunch of
she did.
Stuff that she didn't own the rights to? She's already loaded. Somebody owns the rights to these songs, and for whatever reason, like, you know, what, right or wrong, like, contracts were signed, and they own the rights. And now she's like, I'm going to undercut you guys and, like, re-record everything so I have all the recording rights and all that kind of stuff. And then everybody's, like, applauding her. And, like,
well, no,
who knows who the other person is? I don't actually well, don't know. Maybe it's, like, some evil
no, I think she was unfairly, like, you know, she was young okay. and... You know, it's kind of like the Beatles,
yeah,
how they
but,
were trying
but,
to,
but,
you know. I understand
for,
that.
If Paul McCartney were to re-record all the Beatles stuff that he didn't own at the time, that would it would sound different.
Ooh.
It wouldn't sound as authentic because the recording quality was different in the 60s. And so
sure.
I would say that would be a bad.
Yeah, doesn't that say something about her music?
Yes,
if
I was.
She
yes.
could recreate it, yeah. If it's
this
like
is a
so.
Good example, actually, Nikon. This would have been a good argument, is that... It doesn't matter that she's re-recording it because people don't value the old recordings as much as somebody
exactly.
that would, the Paul McCartney, the old Beatles stuff. Those are iconic and valuable in their
nonsense.
Sound.
Yeah.
Yes. So
yeah.
it's kind of proof that it's
that
proof to her major fan base that her songs don't really mean that much in a way.
They're plastic.
Or the recordings,
yeah, they're plastic.
At least.
Yes. Yeah.
They are Nikki. Able to be recreated, and it doesn't matter. It's like Andy Warhol's,
exactly.
you know, pop art type of stuff, you know?
Totally. Totally, exactly. Nikki, you have 45 seconds for your closing argument.
I like how, though, we kind of came up with the ultimate argument at the end there, actually. That was kind of cool.
Yeah,
right
what was
where
it?
We were about to
go back. What was it?
Well, just that we were
oh, yeah,
comparing it to the Beatles.
Yeah.
And the fact that she is able to re-record and people are in support of that idea... And that she'll be able to sell just as much in her new recordings. It shows that how...
and there's no idea of loss, like quality
yeah,
loss.
Yeah, exactly. There's no... Yeah, exactly. It means that those old recordings are replaceable, that they don't matter that much,
yeah.
you know?
Look, it's completely plastic.
It yeah. is saying something that... And I am saying this as a fan of 60s and 70s music, but... We are still completely engrossed in watching footage of the Beatles from the 60s, as evidenced by the Get Back documentary footage.
Sure, well, but you can't speak for everybody.
But you can't speak for everybody.
I
and
know,
also, the
I'm
Beatles
saying,
are also an unusual...
I cannot imagine people wanting to sit and watch a three-part documentary series about... I'm kind of mincing my words here because
oh well you're mistaken.
You're mistaken. I was going to say you're mistaken.
Yeah,
people are
would,
absolutely
people
willing to
watch.
People
yeah.
do watch.
Wasn't there a documentary about her like that came
yeah,
out?
I think
and
so.
It was, like,
all right,
broke
that's getting cut.
It's not
editing
correct.
That one out.
It's not correct.
No, you already
no,
said
it.
We're
keep it
keeping
in.
It in.
Keep it
sorry,
in.
Sorry, keep it in.
No. Okay. But personally, I could not see. I could not. Oh, maybe I could watch that, actually, now I'm thinking about it. I'd be interested to see...
I think I'd be more interested in watching that than listening to the music. I'm just kidding. Maybe
that's
I'm not,
true,
actually.
Just to, like,
that's
get
true.
A sense of, like, what this is all about.
Well, I would... Here's the thing is, I can... You're right, Nikon. I cannot get a sense of the real person behind the music.
Right.
I don't know.
And I think that's
I cannot see
the appeal.
No, but I think that's I actually respect her more.
Middle America.
No, I don't.
I think it's like an you don't get a sense of like. It just doesn't feel like there's anything beneath the surface, and I think that's why she's popular, because there's people the average person is it's gonna be condescending.
Oh,
I'm not even gonna say it. Yeah, I'm not gonna say it. But they're not seeking depth, and that's why she's popular. And that's
well,
that's
it's interesting you're saying that. She would most people would her fans consider her music true art or just fun music to sing along and dance
do.
To.
No, I think they think it's true art. And that actually gets into a weird territory too, where it's like
what is art?
Even, yes, the whole what is art thing. So I don't know. Let's close it up because we're just dragging.
Okay. In actuality,
we're dragging ourselves.
All of us don't get it. But the way I would close is we should all be more open-minded and give her music a fair shot. We'll all listen to at least one album by her, as hard as it is going to be for us to get through.
Yeah.
Let's try to do it and really come back on a future episode and express what our actual opinions are on what we had listened to.
Yeah. And in the interest of coverage, it would be fun if, like, each of us picked a different album so we could come back.
I was going to say, that's an interesting idea, but I think...
Assuming she has three or more
albums. Is that
albums,
a good idea? Because
I
just...
Albums she has.
You know, I will say this, guys. There was one song I heard on the radio before by her, and I thought... At that moment, I thought, I get this... Like, this song is catchy. I get this.
You do? Yeah.
So, I can't remember what the song was.
Fearless? Some of these, like, her second album's name is Fearless. It's like, get over yourself.
Well, Nikon, though, you could argue that she has...
Well, it's actually not about get over yourself. It's also something that is so meaningless.
Fearless. What a basic name for an album,
Nikon,
actually.
You could argue, like...
No, of course.
She's been dragged through the mud... Even by her contemporaries like Kanye West, who's been totally rude to her, you know.
Yeah, well, he was rude to her in that one instance. I don't know if he's...
No, not one instance.
No, it's two instances.
Multiple instances.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, really? I don't
First,
know.
She interrupted her speech at, the VMAs. And then he, like, wrote a diss track about her and asked... But he
good.
Initially,
no, I don't condone.
No, no, no.
It.
He called her up and asked
her
if it was okay.
Hip hop.
She's not part of hip hop though.
Yeah, but
no. You're not getting the full story here, Nikon.
Okay, keep going.
He called her up and said, "Hey, I'm going to release this song. I just want to make sure you're okay with all these lyrics." And she said, "Yeah. Do you have to call me the B word though?" And he's like, "No, I don't have to. I can take that out." And you know what? He released it with the B word in there. Like,
I mean,
why'd you even call her up? You know,
that's what I was gonna say. Is like, that's not very punk rock. Calling someone up.
The B word is one of the harshest words to call a woman. I think that people shouldn't do that.
Okay, well, this is a different topic altogether, which could be interesting, actually, because...
Interesting,
see
yeah.
arguing for the use of the B word, as I could see myself arguing for the use of any
We should have a woman on that episode.
Well, of course, yeah.
It depends on the context.
You know what's funny, though, about this podcast is we are three... You know, straight guys who talk about all these issues that maybe
we're not allowed to talk about stuff. Like,
that's the point. Yeah. See, again, it's
male experiences.
No. I'm cool with it. But I'm saying that other people might view it as
that's okay.
Like,
other
no,
people
no, no.
don't
hey,
have to
look,
be one of
hey,
our four
I'm,
audience
I'm
members.
Right there with you, Nikon.
We're trying to get more audience members. That's what we're trying to stir up controversy here.
We're trying to lean into
B-word,
it. We need to lean into being
B-word
Tim Dillon-esque type
that,
of guys.
Baby. All right.
All right, you guys, again, if you enjoyed what you heard and watched today, make sure to subscribe on YouTube. rate and review us on whatever podcast platform you're listening to on, and give us a follow. We'd really appreciate it.
And follow us on Instagram at Splitting Hairs Podcast.
That's right.
Or you can follow me, right. Nikki, at Max and Nikki, or Nikon at... Is it just
whatever.
Nikon Hamati?
It doesn't matter.
Well, you can say it.
I think it's like Nikon C.
For the four people are listening. Come on.
I don't know what it is. I think it's my name. I think it's Nikon C. Hamati.
I think it's Nikon C. Hamati.
Oh, Nikon C. Hamati.
I think so.
And
just look it up.
Again, real quick.
Just look it up.
Make
Google
sure
it.
Just look it.
Check out our new EP, our new Silhouette City EP, Who Do You Want to Be? We really appreciate your patronage on that. Thank you.
It is a great listen. Don't sleep on it.
Thank you.
And we'll see you next time.
Thank you for tuning in to another edition of Splitting Hairs with Max, Nikki, and Nikon. See you later.
Bye-bye.